Hey friend, welcome to the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Emily Cleghorn. This podcast is for mamas navigating childhood trauma while also walking through mamahood. I'm so excited that you've decided to take some time out of your day to join me and tune in. I hope you find this podcast uplifting and empowering. Let's get to it. Hey there. Before we jump into this episode, I want to let you know about something that is brand new that you have access to as a Mamahood After Trauma listener. Now, tell me, does this sound like you? You want to give your littles a positive childhood experience. You want the steps to finally heal your childhood trauma. You're tired of the fear holding you back in life, and you enjoy being a mama, and you want to be more present. If you answered yes to any of the above, I would invite you to check out the Mama Untriggered private podcast series. This is a 5-part private podcast series that teaches you how to ditch the emotional roller coaster and bust out of the fear controlling your mamahood. Let's teach you how to calm your nervous system through small, simple steps. I mean, parenting books and workshops are great, but we believe it's better to give you short, actionable audio clips that allow you to take action right away so that they can't escape from your mom brain, right? If this sounds at all interesting to you, I would invite you to head over to subscribepage.io/mamauntriggered. That's subscribepage.io/mamauntriggered. Now, let's go into this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome to this bonus episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. These are new episodes that I will be doing every second Friday of the month. And in each of these episodes, I will be diving deep into a hot question that many, many people have. Many people are pondering, wondering about. And oftentimes, there are many misconceptions about. So this week, the question that we are pondering, we are discussing is, can people with trauma be good parents? Can people with trauma be good parents? Now, this is something that I have thought a great deal about, mostly before I became a parent. I remember back when I was pregnant with my daughter, questioning whether or not I could be a good mom because of the background that I had. And if you are at all familiar with my personal story, you know that my mom abandoned me when I was an infant. I was abused by my stepmom. Many other stepmother type figures didn't want me. And I was raised primarily by my grandmother, who had the best of intentions. And did the best that she could. So the experience that I had with my biological mother made me wonder if I was going to cause the same sort of thing, because there is truth to the fact that we often recreate what we grew up in. How we were parented is often, not always, but often how we parent. So if you grew up in a household with parents who were abusive, neglectful, narcissistic, toxic in any way, you have good reason to question, can I be a good parent? And my answer for you, simply put, is yes, you can be a good parent. However, and this is the asterisk, the fine print, it takes being intentional. It requires you to take intentional action and get curious about why you do what you do, why you behave the way that you behave. And it also requires you to do some reparenting of yourself, because a lot of the skills that we learn in our early childhood years, skills like regulating our emotions and navigating those big feelings, may be missing. And so when a child comes onto the scene and now you are the parent, okay, there is an expectation now that you are going to teach that child how to regulate their emotions. And here's my question for you. How are you supposed to teach someone else, a child, a blank slate, if you will, how to regulate their emotions if you yourself do not know how to regulate your own emotions? So developing a keen self-awareness is huge in intentionally being a good parent and, you know, doing all of this while also parenting is a lot. It is a lot. And it's not for the faint of heart. You know, our society teaches us, has conditioned us to push down any emotion that is uncomfortable. Okay. Those emotions that have been labeled as negative, anger, sadness, grief, all of those types of emotions are labeled as bad and negative. Well, they do hold a purpose in the human body. And they hold a purpose in our relationships. So if you don't know yourself how to navigate those big feelings, those big uncomfortable feelings, how are you supposed to teach somebody else to do it? So that journey on its own is a lot. Another thing that you need to consider is what support system you have or you need to find, because not all trauma survivors have a big familial, a family of origin support system that is supportive of their healing journey. Many trauma survivors, me included, are estranged from their abusive or absent parent. And so that means that you need to find a community that is able to support you, because we are not meant to do healing. We are not meant to do motherhood alone. These are things that are best done in community. We are made for community. So my biggest tip that I give when it comes to finding a community, you can look on social media. However, I do caution you to be careful about which communities you engage with, because not all trauma communities are healing focused, and not all motherhood communities are support focused. Okay, so this is a tricky area to navigate, finding a community of people that you can trust, that understand the journey that you are walking, that can support you on those inevitable bad days, because, you know, healing is not a destination. It's not a destination. It's not a one and done kind of a deal. Sometimes there are times when it's going to be an uphill battle. There are times when things will seemingly go very easily. It's a journey, and it's not linear. Sometimes it will feel like 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. And sometimes you'll have to address a certain event, a certain feeling more than one time before it is resolved in your nervous system, okay? Because your nervous system, your body is designed with one intention in mind, and that is to stay alive. So much of the time when you were in the depths of your trauma, when all of that was happening to you, if it was a long-term event happening over many, many years, you were living in survival mode. You were hypervigilant. You were, you gained an awareness of the things happening around you. And you were worried about things like having enough food or who was around you so that you would be safe. Okay, those types of things are examples of how living in survival mode can go. Okay, so anyway, so yes, a person with trauma can be an excellent parent. However, it requires a lot of intentional work, reparenting, navigating your nervous system, learning to nurture your nervous system, bringing yourself out of your stress response, your fight or flight response, and being patient with yourself, because so often we can expect ourselves to just get it. And sometimes it takes time to just get it. And so it requires giving ourselves a lot of grace because our bodies are healing, just like our minds are. So, yes, you can be a good parent if you've got trauma. Just like anybody else, it just might take a little more work. My name is Emily Kleikhorn. And if you would like to work with me or attend my free workshop, you can check me out at home.mendedmamalife.ca. That's home.mendedmamalife.ca. I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous day, and I will see you on the next episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tune in to this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. If you would like more of the Mamahood After Trauma community, make sure to look in the description of this episode for the link to become a Mamahood After Trauma Inner Circle member. Until next time, Mama, keep